아, 당은 좀 당은 저기 상지역 고방 토비치도 다 남념된 제야리야 네 나주에 남념네 다 남치바세디 당은 저기 디념된 제제 상지역 고방 토비에든 념된 제 신발이 아니 인상 저기 생각은 쉬버선 당보 당은 저 제군노 자주심기 군내라 그렇게 생긴 뭐 아니 리세디 먼저 자주심기 군내라 And Simja Tamchiki to Sanyo Koba to be Chirdo, Sanyo Toba Shores and Bechaju Sim Kene, Dine, Simja Tamchiki to Toba Shores of Sim Kene, Sim Kene, and Nia, Achi, give you sat up. Nay, give me a good sat up, Dele, Debroche, all those in a deeper look as against the day to issue Savare.
Good evening. So we started last week to look at the Lama Chopa. Now, Guru Puja, this is a practice that encompasses all the trainings to, for mental development to progress and eventually achieve enlightenment. And last week we started to look at the text, particularly looking at refuge, as which is thereafter followed by the generation of bodhicitta, the determination to become enlightened for the sake of others.
지게 라마 이놈 산예 자슴 사데 같이 지 멍보 지 부사했네 돈나 닝보 뒤나 숨나네 뒤로 고래 라마 이놈 산예 사자 산예 에 산유 건조 샤르고와 네 디멘비게다 파베 자주 세마 파바데 지소 자자 네 파베 기니 기니 고조다 자르고와 디네 고노 두기 두귤에 예디긴기 네 지게 에 가소리 고된다 남된 세야되게 네 최고죠 샤르고와 제사디네다 다겜니 고조 숨나 뒤로고 제유디 디세다 디네자 당아서 키신텔이야 잡수조 세야다다 만주기 두친네 디주르완
Last week we looked at the verse on refuge. So here we saw in the visualization, one visualizes your Lama and Yidam and Buddha and the Buddha together. And seeing that in essence, they are all indistinguishable and encompass all three refuges. Encompass the Buddha refuge, which is the teacher of the Buddha Dharma. Then that encompasses the Dharma refuge, which is the minds of true cessations and true paths, as well as the Sangha refuge, the Arya beings. So all are included within the refuge.
ちっ、だから、ちぎりせびてれいしてた。きりんごちぐろちぎりせびいしてや。そそげにゃんねんじゃばれてね。た、たばとくれせびいしてやでち。にしてや。でねいじじねそそげにゃんねんじゃね。あねにゃんねんじゃね。た、たばせやで。ごてんのきゅれきよで。とびょんで。でねがとげ。たばせ。こわれきょばれせ。だなんびさんじびぎ。こういうやっき、やっちゃだ。やぶら。え、やっそちょたん。でねやっちゃんするで。おどしね。ちゃごれ。パシャ。
Let's just recap a little bit, looking at the three jewels, the three jewels of refuge. So the three jewels as we looked at last week are the Buddha jewel, the Dharma jewel, and the Sangha jewel. And these are to whom we turn for refuge. So what is the meaning of going for refuge? Well, a clearer translation of the word refuge is protection. So one turns to the three jewels of refuge, one turns to them for protection. So what does this mean? Well, to understand that, it's important to understand what is meant by each of the three jewels. So the Buddha jewel is the founder teacher, Buddha Shakyamuni. He's the teacher of the Buddha Dharma in this world. The Sangha jewel are those who have given rise to great qualities within their continuum. They are Arya beings, practitioners who have come to realize emptiness directly, and they serve the role as being our companions in our spiritual development. Then the Dharma jewel is the qualities of the Dharma that have been developed in the continuum of both the Buddha as well as the Sangha jewel. And in particular, amongst the many qualities of the Dharma jewel specifically refers to the true cessations and true paths that have arisen in the continuum of the Sangha jewel and the Buddha jewel. And those true paths and true cessations come about through the cultivation of definite emergence, bodhicitta, and in particular the wisdom realizing emptiness. So those are the three jewels. And they serve the role of the Buddha jewel as the founder teacher, the Sangha as our companion, and the Dharma jewel is what we strive to cultivate within our own continuum. And therefore, the Dharma jewel is our actual refuge. Of the three, our actual refuge, or to use the synonym, our actual protection is the Dharma jewel. In other words, when we turn for protection, what we are turning for protection from is the suffering experiences of samsara, our afflicted minds. And the protection from the suffering experiences of samsara is the quality or the development of the Dharma within our own mind. So therefore, we strive through following the teachings of the Buddha jewel, accompanied by the companions, our spiritual teachers, the Sangha jewel, to cultivate the Dharma jewel within ourselves. And it's through cultivating the Dharma jewel in our own continuum, these true paths and true cessations, that we come to gain protection from suffering. And that is the actual refuge. So for us to go for refuge or go to protection and cultivate the Dharma jewel within ourselves, We need to have a trust or a conviction in the qualities of the three jewels. And that trust and or conviction, that faith, that comes about independent on a number of causes. In particular, as we gain more knowledge and experience of the Dharma, based on that knowledge, our faith or our trust and conviction in the three jewels grows. And as our trust and conviction grows in dependence on our own experience, we'll strive ever more to give rise to the actual Dharma jewel within our own continuum. So this is the meaning of going for refuge or going for protection in the Buddha Dharma or in Buddhism. Because it can all too easily sound like when one goes for protection to the Buddha Dharma and Sangha, that one is turning to something outside of us, something or someone outside of us, to reach down and pick us up and take us to a place freed of suffering. When in actuality, what one is when one turns to those outside of us, the Buddha and the Sangha, one is turning to them for guidance and inspiration to develop the Dharma within ourselves. So the Buddha, through having taught the Buddha Dharma, and the Sangha as acting as our teachers and companions, they can serve to aid us in the development of the realizations in the of the Dharma within ourselves. But it's up to us, in dependence on their guidance, to strive to make great effort in cultivating definite emergence, bodhicitta, and the wisdom realizing emptiness within ourselves. And it's through doing that that we gain protection from suffering, the mind of refuge.
这样的地下写罢了云顶下罢了当部这么随便就孤独这么随便就有那些才有些了然后就来立款就孤独你立款就当原本那俺是别人家麻将玩的心罢了吧其实俺是别人家孤独其实就送错吧那俺是这么点心与六种卡里那点的这段你哪心的三季俺就可以用我的主要的来三季给他们的店 他们的店下边的娘娘有一个人去安住了，给弱者。俺那安住了的弱者吧，对那就别墅上的长辈呢，他不跟我投了，谁对安住给他？上南部上一边去，可以动我来他家的，给他建新了对呢。俺那别墅拆完了对呢，俺住给他把都投了嘛，都别墅买些吧，那所以别墅买些吧，就我感觉给，嗯，可把的就给了些的，哎。
The approach of the Buddha Dharma is very similar to what we engage in our everyday life. For example, when we enter the world as infants, we knew nothing about mathematics. We didn't even know the concepts of 1 + 1 = 2. But someone who was long before us had come up with the understanding of mathematics. And we've come to varying understandings of mathematics. And how did we do so? Well, there was someone in the world, or some groups of people, who developed the understanding of how mathematics works. Then, having developed the various mathematical formulas, other people studied and trained in that. And when we came about in this life, we went to school and we had skilled teachers who taught us in a progressive sequence how to understand mathematics, starting with some simple principles, eventually developing our knowledge into really skilled equations. And eventually, we came to perhaps a deep understanding of mathematics, came to understand how mathematics rules the material world, and in that way could have an impact on our lives. We can see this in mathematics as one illustration. Whatever your individual areas of expertise, the process would have been the same. And this is the case not just in academic fields, but in all fields. For example, the team that won the grand final this past weekend, they only became so good that they could become the best team in the nation in dependence on a wide number of causes. Eventually, way back, there was someone who came up with the sport, and then there were those who made the rules, so they would be likened to the Buddha jewel. Then there were the particular team that won. They had their skilled coach and coaching staff, and they would be likened to the Sangha jewel. But those two causes are insufficient for the individual players to become extremely skilled, nor to work together well as a team. Every individual had to train well over many years, in dependence on the guidance, the skill guidance of others. They developed their individual skills and their team skills. And in that way, they could get to the heights of winning the grand final. So this is how it works in our world in terms of physical endeavor as well as intellectual endeavors. And so too with our mental transformation. In dependence on causes, in particular the founder Buddha and our skilled teachers, can we attain the knowledge and the guidance required so that we can develop our own skills, our own inner transformation, and in this way, transform our mind from a mind that is currently pounded by suffering and misery to a mind that is freed, completely protected from suffering by having attained freedom from the possibility of any suffering being experienced at all.
Then 就是他当然就他人嘛，那江州街这位车了，那个时候啊，江州新街或者按江州新街新公路了，就是他当然就他人嘛，人们几多个了，江州新公路呀，那东西公路是公路的，这地那的东西的，伢些伢些公路啊，车过江州新的伢些伢些公路啊，车过来，就是那伢们几多个了，那江州新公路过来，东西公路过来是，就算嘛当江州新街我话，当几月几月几那天路上的，要么大概是呢，伢来那个江州街，伢来那个江州街我话的，现在。
With a motivation of bodhicitta, we sit on our cushion and we embark on this practice of Lama Chöpa, going for refuge. The motivation of bodhicitta means we have the determination to strive to become a Buddha for the sake of others. And with that intention, we turn then to the three jewels, knowing that it's through turning to the Buddha jewel, being guided by the Sangha jewel, and striving to develop the Dharma jewel within us, that we will be able to become a Buddha for the sake of others, and thereby fulfill our bodhicitta motivation. So here in our text, there's very brief reference made to refuge and bodhicitta, because by the point that one comes to train in or engage in a practice such as the Lama Chöpa, one will already be learned and experienced in meditation in terms of generating mind such as bodhicitta and the wisdom realizing emptiness, having received already extensive teachings and meditated on these topics repeatedly over a sustained period. So with that extensive background, one is ready to engage in a practice such as Lama Chöpa, in that the text is very brief and the topics are covered just with a few words, but behind the topic is extensive meaning that one would already have trained well in. So last week we looked at the verses number 2 and 3. Now this week we're going to start with the fourth verse, the first with reference to the generation of bodhicitta. For the sake of all mother sentient beings, I shall become my guru deity and place all sentient beings in the supreme state of a guru deity.
Yurusida susura sanjukoba tobaje. Sanjukoba tobna susu sanjukoba sanjukua chodu yuba lama di yuwarwa. Lama sede lana meba kwana meba siwur tobja kwana meba sanji. Lama sede sanji khorna gugore. Sanji lama hargunese lama sanji yukoba toba jigin siwur da dunna dure. Dini janju simgiyade. Lama hargunese lama sede sanji. Lama hargunese sanji khoranche. Lama 초도규바 라마 타지기 모 아니 마한디 고 토바 지기인 세대다 규르 규르 세대 디 톱나 라니 라마 주소와 산유 규르와 제가 토바 지기인 세대
So in the text we've generated refuge and now we're going for bodhicitta but these two practices These two minds, refuge and bodhicitta, aren't completely separate, as in they have no relationship. It is because we are determined to become a Buddha for the sake of suffering mother sentient beings that we have gone for refuge. Our sole motivation is to become a Buddha so that we can finally repay the immense kindness of mother sentient beings. We've recognized that with countless lifetimes already lived, we haven't been able to repay in a meaningful way, in the most meaningful of ways, the kindness that others have shown us. With this recognition, we determine to become a skilled being who can repay that kindness, become a Buddha. This is the motivation of bodhicitta, and with that motivation, we have already gone for refuge. So therefore, the refuge, the mind of refuge and the mind of bodhicitta, these are entwined. So now looking at the verse, for the sake of all mother sentient beings, so in the very first line here, it lays out why we are engaging in this practice. In the second line, I shall become my guru deity. So this is the expression of the determination of a bodhisattva. Every activity I engage in, every thought I engage in, is directed towards accumulating the causes that lead to enlightenment. So here what we have translated as Guru Deity is literally the words that there are in the Tibetan, Lama La Gyur. So it's a literal translation. The meaning, though, is not Guru Deity. It is that of Buddha. We have visualized before us our Lama. We're not in this practice striving to become our Lama. We are striving to become a Buddha. So why then is it expressed as Guru Deity? Because the word for Guru or for Lama means none higher. And what is the highest deity? That is the Buddha. So whilst the translation is fine in that this is what it says, the meaning is the Buddha. We are, or a Buddha rather. So here, the way then to understand the meaning of the first two lines is, for the sake of all mother sentient beings, I shall become a Buddha. So that then sits very clearly with the motivation of a bodhisattva. So again, just in case I didn't say it clearly, the meaning of Guru Deity, so Guru means none higher. And so deity, literally here is God, that's the same word in Tibetan, God or deity. So the supreme of gods would be the Buddha. So here, that's how we can understand Guru Deity as meaning Buddha. And we relate this also to the initial visualization where we're seeing the Lama, the Yidam and the Buddha as indivisible in essence.
Daniel Lama. Tanya lama lhar yunis lama lama lhar sari yunzu sanji kubhaan sanji shirwa di toba chi yin sachi. Samdana chik tine samdana jiwa. Da samdana nipa dila Yangye Samta Chur, Depende Lama Hasedi, Nanjugu Dunya, Satapshe Piki, and Jebu Satapike, Pena Lama, Nji Lama Rosanta, Pati Dunya, Tumasan Yachimdi, Dingalia, and Jawatur Chan Satapshe, Lama Churwa, Di Lama Hasedi, Delago Chure. Delagone, Dani, Lama Hasin, Lama Churonzugi, Nyomombo, Guin Hamje Bang, and then Hamje Tun. Top Nesang Giba, Gopan Toba Nashin, Lama Churansi Toba Lama Churansi Toba Nashinji, Nayya, Dinashin Toba Jiginsi or Daja. To do that, Toba Jiginsi Sangi Gopa Toba Jiginsi or Churansi, Churansi Nashindi, Nayya Toba Jiginsi, Nashin Sajjana, Lama Ha said, Dingy said the Piki, give you Lama Ha de la Mosumbaina, Lama Ha, Churansi Nashin, Nayya, Toba Jiginsi, Chicha. Then Lama Ha said, Yam. Dünji de majo jitna sangil jaban ni sangyo ko ba toba jigin sa chi chi ho de du shi ne ga sa sam da na da la sangyo ko ba toba jigin si go re.
The second way to relate to the expression guru deity is we visualize the lama before us in the aspect of Jaya Rinpoche with Buddha Shakyamuni visualized at his heart and at the heart of Buddha Shakyamuni Vajradhara. And these are representing the lama, the Buddha, and Vajradhara representing one's yidam. So the second way then to understand the term guru deity is one is expressing to one's lama visualized before oneself as a determination to strive to become a Buddha just like you. So one is obviously not trying, saying one will be, arise as one's lama, but in sense of the same way as our lama is perceived as enlightened, I will strive to become an enlightened being just like you. So that is the second way that one can understand this expression in guru deity.
And then Song Jane, Karjigri, Lamna, that song Jane, Karjigas, Song Tarjune, and any Karjigin Lamna, Simjan Tamje Lama, he, Govancholo, Govaja. Chisa, Simjan Tamjin, he signed you, Govan Topsan, Dining is Simjan Elia, that Simjan Jess, ya, and Jigger, Simjan Tichasan, Lama, he, Govancholo, Govaja, Lama, he, Sidaman, the Dishinaja, Lama, ha said, Lama, said, Lama, ha said, sign you, Govang. Di lama le do kovan chodu juba le spinning arto jawa chima hadami kovan thoya an tharba thobya seyachi yori tharba thamji kimbe kovan thoya lene sanji kovan di da di nani thobja nene chodu juba le chida choba chodu juba lama le chida lama la chida lama la sanji kovan chodu juba dele ya ni guigin simchida guigin sura lama le kovan chola kovar cha simchen di ke chasa kovi dunga le duenje.
And the purpose of the Bodhisattva is expressed then in the next two lines, and place all sentient beings in the supreme state of a guru deity. Here, the Bodhisattva has as the determination to strive in their spiritual development so that they can become a Buddha for the sake of others. And why do they want to become a Buddha for the sake of others? And that's what is expressed in the third and fourth line. To lead all sentient beings to achieve their own supreme state of enlightenment. So here we can understand guru deity as the supreme state of a guru deity as the supreme state of enlightenment or the supreme state of a Buddha. So we can understand the term guru deity here in that way. And that is the objective of a Buddha. For Bodhisattva. Because for the Bodhisattva, striving to become enlightened isn't just to benefit beings in a mundane way. It's to benefit beings in the most important of ways. To lead them to achieve their own enlightenment.
And then, Antipara Lama Lhasya de Rangu Dungi Sattavji Kebhyo Lama Dila Samtava Inna Lama La Kyoron Tsuki Gopan Sanjo Gopan Toba Nashin Simjan Thamji Deneke Sanjo Gopan Liya Gugin Sattavji
And here too, the expression guru deity can be understood in the two ways. The first, as I've just said, as meaning, in this case, Buddhahood, to lead all sentient beings to achieve a supreme state of Buddhahood or a Buddha. The second way it can be understood is to achieve a supreme state just like you, my Lama. So our Lama who's visualized before us as the combination of Jaya Rinpoche, Buddha Shakyamuni, and Vajradhara. Here, the second way we can understand the expression is, I will lead all sentient beings to achieve a state of realization just like the state of realization you have achieved. How is it that the Bodhisattva sets out to lead all sentient beings to achieve a state of enlightenment? Well, we covered this in when we were looking at the Lamrim recently, in the section after the six perfections, on the four ways to positively influence others. The Bodhisattva, these are the activities a Bodhisattva engages in order to lead others to enlightenment. Part of the explanation of the four ways to positively influence others are these are the practices the Bodhisattva engages in for the benefit of the continuum of others. There are practices such as the six perfections, which ripen the Bodhisattva's continuum, and the four ways to positively influence others are four ways the Bodhisattva influences others or ripens their continuum. The first is to fulfill the material needs of sentient beings so that they have their material needs met and therefore can engage in Dharma practice. The second is to teach the Dharma in accordance with their own karmic backgrounds and individual spiritual disposition. The third is to guide them in their Dharma practice, in particular the accumulation of merit and the purification of non-virtue. That's the third. And the fourth is for the Bodhisattva to live in accordance with their teachings. So this is the way a Bodhisattva guides others to achieve their own enlightenment. And for them to be able to do it well, they also need to continue to spiritually develop themselves until they also become Buddhas. Because to be able to skillfully guide others, mere intellectual knowledge is insufficient. No matter how great one's intellectual knowledge is, that alone is insufficient. Spiritual transformation, inner transformation, based on that spiritual knowledge is essential, because then one can guide sentient beings perfectly in accordance with their own individual karmic predispositions.
That in my cabbaging is sim kebas, that I am cabbaging is sim kebas, and the end, you sim kebas in there, sim dosier, the good pen law or mass on the bed, chair, which Yamnitina, sim kehashim, sigure.
We'll come to the next verse now. The one we've just covered is the presentation that we'll be very used to from the Lamrim teachings. The next verse then is, in addition to that, to strengthen the resolve of the Bodhisattva. The fifth and sixth verse, for the sake of all mother sentient beings, I shall quickly in this very life attain the state of a primordial Guru Yidam Buddha. I shall free all mother sentient beings from suffering and place them in the great bliss of Buddhahood. Therefore, I shall now practice the profound path of Guru Yidam Yoga. The first line in the fifth verse is the same meaning as we see our translation is the same as the fourth, the first line in the fourth verse. So the Tibetan is slightly different, but the translation is identical. So here again, our motivation is re-established in the first line. Then the second line, I shall quickly in this very life. So here, one has come to recognize through one's extensive study and reflection that one has to become a Buddha for the sake of others. And that this path to become a Buddha, especially the sutra path, takes an inestimable a length of time. And in this period, one has to strive continuously accumulating the causes that are required to bring about the exalted state of Buddhahood. But this takes lifetimes and lifetimes. Here, because of the strength of compassion we have generated, we are determined to not take lifetime after lifetime, but to do it as quickly. quickly as is possible. In fact, we will do so in this very lifetime. So here, I shall quickly in this very lifetime. So the Tibetan is not quite in the same order. The Tibetan would literally be, in this very lifetime, I shall quickly. So in this very lifetime, and one quickly goes together. In that, one is determined by the first expression of the term quickly to become a Buddha in this life, not to wait for the full expanse of lifetime after lifetime after lifetime and eventually attain Buddhahood for the sake of others. I will do so in this lifetime. So that is the meaning of the first quickly, and the first quickly will be conjoined with in this very lifetime. It is then immediately followed by the second quickly. That has the meaning that actually one lifetime is too long. Kind Mother, sentient beings need a skilled guide right now. Beings are depending on my spiritual development. I cannot take a moment longer. The perhaps 20 or 30 or 40 years that may remain of this life is too long to become a Buddha. I need to do so right now. Within the expanse of 1 3-year retreat, I need to become a Buddha for the sake of others. And that is the meaning then of the second quickly, that which is that even one lifetime, which is the meaning of the first quickly, is too long. Within the expanse of 1 3-year retreat, I need to become a Buddha for the sake of others. The final line in this verse, attain the state of a primordial Guru Yidam Buddha. So here, one has the first line of this verse, re-establish the motivation of the bodhisattva. In the second line of the verse, one has added strength of mind. I'm not going to take the length of time that the sutra path requires, countless lifetimes. Rather, this will be the final lifetime that I'm not a Buddha. In this very lifetime, I will become a Buddha. In fact, I'm not even going to rely on the expanse of years of this lifetime. Within the boundaries of a single 3-year retreat, I will become a Buddha. Then in the third line, and I can do that because my mind has been primordially pure, meaning that our mind has always only ever been empty of inherent existence. Our mind is the nature of our mind is completely free from the afflictions and their stains. And because the nature of our mind has primordially or always since has from the very beginning always been empty of inherent existence, by removing the coarse minds, the afflictions, completely eradicating them, this primordially pure mind, this empty nature of the mind, will become or transform into the enlightened state of a Buddha. And that then is the meaning of the third line. And this is the motivation that is required in order to engage in the Mahayana tantric practices. One requires the motivation of bodhicitta, but not mere bodhicitta, but a bodhicitta of incredible strength and courage, that one will encounter any hardship with joy and resolve because of the strength of one's determination to become a Buddha for the sake of others.
And Sanjeev Kupang Tobar Tom Nana Karchigi is in a disorder that you are the Jima Shivani, my Sim Gentam Ju Dunga letter, Tisha Sanja Salakopar Cha, so the Sim Gentam Ju Kuyu Dunga letter Pai Treje, Ya, and Tisha Sanji Salakopar Cha, Dingy Dewa, and the Sanjeev Kumalia Kuyi in Sorda Niga, my Sim Gentam Ju Dunga letter, said Sim Jangarangi Sanjeev Kupang Tom Neda, the Nisim Gentam Ju Kuyu Dunga letter, and Ya Tisha Sanji Salia Kuyi in.
The first two lines of the sixth verse, again, restates what has already been established in the mind. I shall free all mother sentient beings from suffering and place them in the great bliss of Buddhahood. See, here again is the motivation and the goal of a bodhisattva established.
Simjatamji, Sanjo Kuban, Tobashi, Sanjo Kuban, Tobashi, Sim Gomne, Tasanjo Kuban, Tobashi, the Karanjam, Nichols, and Pashim Jugin, Jadi, Sunwa, and that didn't deny any Simjatamji, Dunda, Losum, Chesum, Nana, Cedelia, Sanjo Kuban, Tobachi, Stinza, that D. Dunda, Karanjam, Nichols, and D. Chirdu, Cedelia, and Sanjo Kuban, Tobachi, Losum, Chesum, Cedina, Sanjo Kuban, Tobachi, the Yamling, Garchigres, and Lam Samo, Lama, Nerjun, Yamsulamajo, Lama, 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 L ラミギ냠네나주냠네치다시고레지나당아주체나게냠네체네체텔이야네아주산조고바투비뉴바여바인자제나
Then in the final lines of this verse, therefore I shall now practice the profound path of Guru Yidam Yoga. So you'll recall from our classes on the Lamrim, that when one generates bodhicitta, the determination to become a Buddha for the sake of others, one then engages in the practices of a bodhisattva, and those are the six perfections. But now, we're not in the sutra presentation, the tantric presentation. Now the bodhisattva is going to engage in the practices of a bodhisattva so that they can become a Buddha for the sake of others, And the practices are that of Guru Yidam Yoga. So here with the determination to, in this very retreat, so as to achieve the objective of enlightenment in this very retreat, the practitioner is determined to engage in Guru Yidam Yoga, meaning through reflecting on the Lama, Yidam, and Buddha as being indistinguishable in essence. They will engage now in the varying practices so as to achieve enlightenment in this one retreat. The profound path is a term we also know from the sutra tradition, but here it's really showing that in relation to the sutra path, this tantric path is more profound. Moreover, whilst there is no reference made to the six perfections of generosity, ethical restraint, patience, joyous perseverance, concentration, and wisdom, all six are included here, as well as Guru Yidam Yoga. Now having generated the required motivation to engage in tantric practice, one engages in the next part, which is to bless the world and its beings, or the world and its inhabitants, yeah, the world and its beings. As an ordinary person, we can't bless the world and its beings. However, a deity, a yidam, certainly can. So here, we need to arise as a deity, and then through emanating light rays, we can bless the world and its beings. Now we come to verse number one. Within great bliss I arise as my Guru Yidam. From my clear body, masses of light rays radiate into the 10 directions, blessing the world and its beings. All become perfectly arrayed with only infinitely pure qualities.
That Dene tenpa shakyo tuba diya da di ninga yubi ki yawa dori chanla timson saji. Maba ji da yawa dori chanla jikma da la yomara chasang da dina tochinga la chasang da la dang dine ki ane shukri dang medo dang chasang da yawa dori chanla timsari. Chasang timsari. Chasang yawa dori chanla sangyo gundu yungo, gyabne gundu yungo, chasang dhiri dhichere. Di ma peyashi ne sosu ki de minsam del ma Ma shuk song wansi bin baba che, sosol le tim song wansi bin baba che, gore che kiawa doshi, sosol le tim song wansi bin baba che edu. Dene sosol le tim yonu kabla ya, sosol le pe, ma su lul ya, lul de tanga, ma che ga tanga che, sosol ki lul ki gyun tam che tanga se, gyun ka nena ki ta che, sosol ya lul ya ga tanga, che pe chowal ma su sem nang, sem ding ya pe, ma su nga wu ra che, kye su wansi bin ki, tanga zi dene mba che wose re.
The first line, within great bliss arises my Guru Hidam. So the first words in the Tibetan are great bliss. To generate great bliss, one meditates on emptiness. So thus far, we first visualized our Lama in the aspect of Jerenpeshe, with Buddha Shakyamuni at his heart, and at Buddha Shakyamuni's heart, Vajradhara. So this represented the Lama, the Yidam and Buddha being inseparable in essence. Now, when we come to meditate on emptiness, having generated bodhicitta, having generated a sense of great closeness to our Lama, we dissolve the visualization. So the visualization I presented was very brief. If one has done a more expansive visualization, all that one has visualized around the main deity, one absorbs into Lama Tsongkhapa, then Lama Tsongkhapa dissolves into Buddha Shakyamuni, who dissolves into Vajradhara. So with only Vajradhara remaining before one, Vajradhara then dissolves into oneself. And one does this now, through doing that then, with Vajradhara dissolving into you, you feel your body transforming, becoming faultless, your mind too, becoming faultless and pure. And in this way, great bliss arises.
Chik cheba chedu, nga sedi, kisingima sheba na chik, nga sedi, da gangla ya teba meba rangu ngoy ni chuba de cao ki ni meba tong saan chi samta ngore, cao ki ni meba tong saan chi samta. Chisan dine tongba di, deshi deba chenpo digi, tongba yi de toh songa sanpe, toh pe meba chedu. Chai tongba yi deba, deshi deba shu, deba ke digi, deba digi, yu tongba yi de toh pe lo che. Da deba chenpe ishe, deshin se di de da. Dine ki tongba yi de da, ki chili ya, Rani Dushi Chichi Gyurusunga Si Mepa Chi Wara Si Deshi Ngale Rani Lama La Si Da Rani Lama Tangan Zuyo Lama La Dushi Chang Gasa Gyawa Yidam Dushi Chichi Ngoa Gyesunga Si Binga Dushi Chichi Deniki Gyesunga Si Binga Mepa Chi Wara Chere
With Vajradhara dissolving into oneself and one's body and mind feeling faultless and pure, one generates great bliss. And how so? It's actually through, at that point, with Vajradhara dissolving into one, that one then meditates on emptiness in relation to the self. So this is something that one would have trained in well already. Here one comes to realize that the I is empty of true existence. And one realizes emptiness. And it's that consciousness, or that wisdom, that is realizing emptiness, experiences great bliss. great bliss is it's a mental feeling. It's not the physical feeling, and it arises from the wisdom realizing emptiness. And that wisdom realizing emptiness that arises as great bliss arises in the form of the Guru Yidam, which is here is Yamantaka. Rising as Yamantaka, then from one's, we're continuing with the verse, from my clear body, so this is the body of Yamantaka now that one has arisen as, masses of light rays radiate into the 10 directions, blessing the world and its beings. So here, having realized emptiness and generated great bliss, one is now in that great bliss, and wisdom realizing emptiness and great bliss has taken the form of the Yidam, Yamantaka. And from this body, light rays radiate in the 10 directions, blessing all beings, blessing the world and its beings.
And that you love the Dabar of Jem Bashi and then you could be chapter of Ponsum Sopar Euro City, Dabar of Jem City, the Kuin Tamjet and Java, that been a Judy, Sashitik, Satan, Tishin Loss of Cardison, Chasan Dang around you in the Mutuan as in Mayimba, Kuin Tamjet and Jebuki, that in Niki, say that Chicka, Chica, the Niki, Lee, Yuji, Jan Jant. That is, Jidin de Yesa dan do de Mayimbache, Molam dan Gao Bashilu took the Kingi, that deke Sanji Shingam na Yu Kendi, Ganesu and Dina Shinchi, Melvache Horace.
The verse concludes, all become perfectly arrayed with only infinitely pure qualities. So here, the outer world, as well as the beings therein, all transform through these blessings, in that it becomes just like a pure land. All these coarse outer phenomena transform and become as if they were in a pure land, arising from pure causes. And all the beings become like deities, with being kind-hearted and bodhicitta arising in their continuum. So in this way, the outer world, as well as the beings within, all transform as if they had become a pure land.
Then it gives you a sad up. 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 Then it gives
So these then are the, we've now covered the first six verses, and we've done it in the sequence that when you do Lama Chöpa Puja, you do it in this sequence. So one starts with first generating a bodhicitta, and thereafter generating refuge, and then re-establishing bodhicitta. Thereafter, one meditates on emptiness and wisdom that realizes emptiness and generates great bliss, arises in the form of Yamantaka. And now as the deity, light rays radiating out in all directions, transforming the world and its beings into a pure land filled with bodhisattvas. So this then is the order of sequence that one practices. This is one order of sequence, and it is the order that you engage in when you do the Lama Chöpa Puja. The way you usually practice in when you do Guru Puja, starting with verses from verse 2 to 6 and then 1 and then on with 7, This is one of two ways that the practice is done, and both are equally acceptable. Both are widely practiced. The other way is to start with the first verse, within great bliss arise as my Guru Yidam. So the verse we've just looked at now is the first verse, and then some will practice starting here with this verse, and then going from 1 to 2 to 3 and so forth. The meditation when one starts with the first verse, as opposed to the second, is as presented. So one first starts to meditate on emptiness. And one meditates on emptiness, and well, this is not the first time, of course, one's meditating on emptiness. One would have done so repeatedly over a sustained period. And immediately recalling one's realization of emptiness, great bliss arises, and that wisdom of great bliss realizes emptiness, and then one arises as the deity, as Yamantaka. Light rays radiate out, blessing and transforming the world and its beings into a pure land and bodhisattvas. So, and then this is just as has been presented, and thereafter one engages in the other verses, generating bodhicitta, going for refuge, then from verses 4 to 6, re-establishing bodhicitta and one's motivation of bodhicitta. So the meditation, the per verse doesn't vary, just the sequence. Either one starts with bodhicitta and refuge, or once and only later goes and meditates on emptiness, or if one starts with the first verse, one first meditates on emptiness, thereafter bodhicitta, refuge, and bodhicitta again. And which of the two sequences to engage in? Well, that depends on one's individual spiritual instructions from one's lama. And so here we practice starting with the second verse, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, first. So that's how we do it here. And others would have received different advice from their teachers, and they will start with the first verse first.
And then dene lesone da di sa son da den ma da dingi de tambo kan stuen be na rafka ke su chim de na di gore de sin ga le ma duen che an ta ma de le de sim je tam ji san yo ko ba le men de jin yo san wa ja wo wo se di sa son ne dene ya tong ba ni sam da tong ba yo ko dene de le ya nam che da an che se chi la ba se li gore.
When engaging in the sequence as you do in Guru Puja, one is ending with a meditation on emptiness and blessing the world and its beings. If one engages in a meditation starting with that meditation, so starting with the first verse and thereafter going to the second and third, after coming to the end of the sixth verse, before going into the seventh, one then will meditate on emptiness again. Because before one starts with the seventh, which is the blessing of the inner offering, one will need to meditate on emptiness.
And Maba jigi ji du chen da den ngu chen ba jimba ba sam da den chen pa du maba jigi ji chang do chi du ngu du ge ani ni me ji ko ba ya 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 do du den ngu su ra ba du ji ji ge tong ba yi do bu long ne ge ya da long ngu den ji ne di kon ba le den ne an tong ba yi do bu lo ho rong ya an du ji ji ku ngu ju tu ya an di gi jin ya ju ge ne ji jin jin la tu ba di 용어수 용구어로 받아. 지금 남방 안 하죠. 뒤에 매바지네 장구어로. 지금 안 하죠. 이게 뒤로 받아. 안 하죠. 이게 맨에 가서 우리 이게 참차야로 장구어나 남보 예인지파 랍두가로 남보가는 예인지 타바나지가 탑싱 말와. 지자디 빠 직니 장기 되고 마신 바이나야. 안도 저 장기 가슴질에 야야야도는 니미지 yendige lap chamda pen corona nasin jinga tu chapsin ya de tu guru wa ni nasin ga tu dambo corona du se meba tu tombani samda du se ji de tombani ya ne ya do samda ji de ni tombani do lo de ki ko ha phra gyo ro ko ya ne ya do samda ji en de ne ji no myo de lo de pha ji ne ni mi ji ga ne ga ya ya tro de de ne ga ju ki du gom de ka bla samdang gi dang gi ji de ne samda ji mba de ki na da de ga ju le ji de ska le yo wa Tene kale yore, endu che rinpara samtane, gyunye, dusuye, mangbu gogo orwa. Nadu jenge che samtane, rinpara sal taptane ba, le lar shin che, endu dusu tungtung che na ya, chasana che, gora khortu sal taptuwa che yung gorwa, tene ya sal taptuya ta. Tene ya sal taptuya de, mipa dike pa, ten roa ya ta, endu ne samtane, ten rode, nga zo ya gyar, tene, nyemi che gana zo ya, endu nga zo, ngone rang, tongpanyi topi ki she, ki, di nga ne,
的 sequence of the meditation, as you do here in Guru Pujali, you start with the second verse. So you first start with the visualization. As I mentioned, it's in a condensed form last week. You visualize your Lama and the aspect of Jerem Pishe with Buddha Shakyamuni at his heart and Vajradhara at his heart. And you yourself are surrounded by sentient beings in their human form. And all of you turn towards your Lama, and you generate first a bodhicitta, and thereafter you go for refuge with the determination to cultivate the minds of the Dharma within oneself so that one can become attain the state of Buddhahood, so or the other way to understand it, so that one can become just like one's Lama. And in this way then, one goes for refuge, verses 2 and 3, and then generates bodhicitta and the powerful motivation of Tantra, which is in this very life, in fact in this very retreat, I will become a Buddha. And thereafter one comes to the verse number 1, which is where one meditates on emptiness. And one generates a great bliss based on one's prior realization of emptiness, realizes emptiness anew, and arises as the deity, and thereby blesses the world and its being and the beings, transforming them into a pure land and bodhisattvas. So that is the meditation. But the reality is for us, we just do this on a level of aspiration. So there's going to be the question then, what is the purpose of doing a meditation such as this, where we generate great bliss based on our prior realization of emptiness, but there's not really great bliss arising in our continuum. And then we realize emptiness and we arise as the deity, but we're not really doing that. So is there any point to doing this? Well, the approach I encourage you to take here is to have the attitude of someone who wants to be a skilled dancer. A skilled dancer will find a good dance instructor and study with their dance instructor. And we can imagine, maybe some of you have this experience, you first have to learn the sequence of moves and to try and do them in the right sequence and with the right timing. And it's quite embarrassing, it's really difficult, and nothing really comes of it. But through persevering, slowly you start to get quite skilled. And then you start to become really good at this, and eventually you become as good as your dance instructor. So that is the same approach to take here. Whilst for now, we're doing this practice on a level of aspiration, and we're just merely intellectually recognizing, okay, great bliss is arising, and now I'm using that consciousness to realize emptiness anew, to realize the emptiness of the self, and from the wisdom realizing selflessness, I rise as Yamantaka. So it's all on a level of aspiration for now. So I encourage you, though, to do the meditation, even though it's only on the level of aspiration. It's because through starting and persevering, change will come. Greater skill will come through habituation, especially as one takes in the other teachings and other meditations one may do. And all that skill is drawn together here. And slowly, over time, a meditation such as this takes quite a lot of time. But as one becomes more experienced, whereas before one would have to meditate for quite a while on emptiness to gain an understanding, or on refuge, or on bodhicitta, as one becomes more skilled, that level of realization will come about so much more quickly. So by persevering, eventually one will come to the point where emptiness will be realized, and that consciousness, that wisdom that realizes emptiness, will have the strength that one can, with greater conviction, arise as a deity and be of benefit, be of blessing in our world. So thank you. We'll finish here tonight, and next week we'll start with blessing the inner offering. But if you have some questions, then feel free to ask. If you need to go, feel free to go.
I'm just wondering, it's not directly related to this question, but in the Three Principal Aspects course, when you're talking about dependent origination and emptiness, you mentioned there are two different meditations. So I'm not entirely sure if I'm asking the question properly, but meditating on dependent origination, you're seeing how, if it's of self, or not of myself, it's looking at seeing the aggregates and sensations in the body and thoughts and so on, seeing how they're all dependent on each other, and seeing that there's not someone that is experiencing them. They're all experiencing each other, so to speak. So the emptiness meditation is said to be different to that. I'm not quite sure how that's different, because when I'm seeing that dependently arising, I'm seeing that they're empty. But I'm not sure about which one is the emptiness meditation, which is which. And secondly, if I come to the teaching, for example, and I'm thinking I'm coming to the teaching, obviously there's not this me coming to the teaching. There's something that's drawing me here, like maybe some wisdom in the mainstream or something that wants to escape suffering or that seeks something. How do I refer to myself? Or how do I think of myself, seeing that I'm saying that there's not really a self in that sense?
I got the questions. I'm not going to repeat it because it's quite long. No, it's fine. But I'll just give it straight again in Tibetan because it was quite loud. I hope everyone heard. Okay.
Tendi said the Sam Dadi, Kaja Dembo Truba said, Kangla Yama to a rang when you truba in Nangurwa. Says on the tinted sometimes, Shanla doing the truba resha, save you how going to do. Just Shanla doing the truba resha, some lot how going to do any Nang Sudi. Rangla, That is in other da mindu sadi da mandu nawa nasin da di taxin zena gangla yamadu bigi da di yomare di da di mi yomare. Mena and da di karis yoresne pumbonga ba gangro ban lue pa tabatim lue pa tabatim yobare. Sisan lue tabatim y da di yoresse. Sisan lue tabatim y da di danzu coel de dresses sanji for my top set lue tabatim y da di shall yoresse. That dam. May say the Gangla Yama to a Rang when you do again, Daddy Yomares, Mato, Lufa Taba Zemgi, Daddy Yomares and Yomarati, Daddy Diores.
So, some
like you call it, you can say, Catina, Nena, Nena. Ah, then I should go to Finney in a nominee. Jesang, I said, 아니 가리 요르스는 소소라는 거 풍볼 파 뢰파 따빙 아주 요래 맞음 요래 뢰 따바 좀 맞아 요래 해서
the meditation has the same starting point and then the two orders of sequence one can engage in and when one becomes skilled in one goes to the other and then does the two to one after the other in altering sequence. So the starting point is always to identify the object of negation, the object to be negated, which is how the self appears, which usually is expressed as it appears to be truly existent, which means independent. The self appears as if it is independent or not reliant on anything at all. So that's how it appears, as if there's this self-existent self, something that exists by its own essence or nature. So that's how it appears. There really is something that is me. Yeah? So that's the object of negation, that there's this real self that appears, that's unchanging, that's always there, that beneath all the change, there is an essence. That is the way the self appears. There is a real me, a true me. So that's the object of negation. Then it's approached in one of two orders. Either first, cultivate the wisdom realizing emptiness, and thereafter dependent arising, or the opposite. First, cultivate dependent arising, and thereafter the wisdom realizing emptiness. So either method, right? And then eventually both would be done. What the sequence, then that sequence. So to present the two then, the self, we first need to recognize how it appears as this real self, an actual self that exists, that's always there beneath the surface. So when we need to see if that self exists in the way that it appears or not. Is this appearance in accordance with reality or not? Is the way of appearing in accordance with the way of existing? Yeah, in reality. So this is what you want to see. So if we're approaching first with dependence arising and thereafter with emptiness, we can recognize that the self, whether we, however we think of it, say through the aggregates, the body and the mind, clearly is dependent on causes, it's dependent on parts, and it's dependent on imputation by mind. So I'm just saying it in brief, but you would go through an analysis to establish that. So you'd say, the self does not exist in the way that it appears. You first say the self exists, but dependently on those three things. Causes, parts, imputation. So it does exist, but in this way. How it doesn't exist is the way it appears as independent, because you've already established it as being dependent. So therefore it doesn't exist independent or truly or by inherently. So therefore, it is now empty of existing truly or inherently, or by way of its own essence. So therefore, we first realize how it does exist dependently, and thereafter, it's empty or it doesn't exist in the way that it appears as truly existent. The other way then is first, so that's dependence arising followed by emptiness. To first realize emptiness and then dependence arising, the self appears as truly existent, an independent entity. So you search for it in the body, you search for it in the mind, and you don't find it anywhere. There's no matter how deep you go to within the body or within the mind, you can't find the self. So even though we identify at times with our body, and that this body, this size, this shape, whatever is me, we can't find a me within the size or shape or anything in the body. And likewise, we identify with aspects of our personality. You know, I'm like this, I'm like that. We can't find ourselves in this at all. So we don't exist in the way that we appear as independent. So we're empty of existing in the way that we appear. So here emptiness is realized, but that doesn't mean we don't exist at all. We exist dependently on causes, parts, imputation. So here in the second technique, first emptiness is realized, then dependence arising. The first technique was out the way around, dependence arising and emptiness. And then you can play with the two together like that. Okay? And then how do you refer to yourself? I don't exist how I appear. Nothing exists to me how it appears. Every object of thought appears to exist truly. Nothing exists in that way. But it does exist dependently.
Can I just follow that up very quickly? When I refer to myself, think of myself as I, it feels like there's a problem there, because I know you have to refer to yourself as something, but it doesn't feel... it makes it difficult for some reason. I don't know if that can be addressed in a way. So I don't exist, so it kind of makes it, again, feel like that sense of independence. Self, or sorry,
inherently
existing self, is there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if there's time, I wonder if there's a way of
approaching
that.
We have time. If anyone doesn't, feel free to go, but we have time. Then the how comes to China? Then in the so do raki mare o dempa drupa na mepa yin na dempa drupa. Mare, na mepe yin, na, dempa drupa mare. Yini nga yore, den yore yin. Deni, di ha kuchung, kiran di danto sung sung. Deni, yini nga, dempa drupa me. Nga ki kola keshise, yin nga yore, den yore yore. Yin tadung, nga ki kola keshise gi yore. Deni, di tis, gelda nang sin sam kido. Di tadung yore.
じゃあ、だとも言えよ、その、まだまだ待てば、待てば、待てば、まだ待てばいな、こう、ぷんぽるぱるぱたばたばつんよれ、せやでんがずんでやす。たね、じゃばじゃばいな、じゃばちぇなにゃめでやせぐるわ。じゃさんこん、なんすうでにすみじんばれせ、ころん、がんがせやで、ういにすうらかにすよれせ、しんちらでねぱるぱたばつんよよでるまど。 でにしゅえ、もういにすでにしゅえじゃ。なんぞりゃ、さんのなれ、なんどりかぶらさんのなどりからさんのさんのなはさ、さんのこれで、こらん、ぷんぼだん、るぱたぼるまで、こらん、もういにゅうじゅばしんねんごわれ。しぜん、ディニトゥングをまれじゃ。しぜん、ディニトゥングをまれじゃ。しぜん、ディニトゥングをまれじゃ。しぜん、ディニトゥングをまれじゃ。しぜん、ディニトゥングをまれじゃ。しぜん、ディニトゥングをまれじゃ。しぜん、ディニトゥングをまれじゃ。しぜん、ディニトゥングをまれじゃ。しぜん、ディニトゥングをまれじゃ。しぜん、ディニトゥングをまれじゃ。しぜん、ディニトゥングをまれじゃ。しぜん、ディニトゥングをまれじゃ。しぜん、ディニトゥングをまれじゃ。しぜん、 대해 나들아 에 포민자 파르에 따와즘기 나세리 매바기 쇼말 유지다 유지의 책을 제자다 강라에 마두바 랑문이 두바세리 요말을 세팅하죠 제디 가르치고르스네 강라에 걸로야 가르스 능구도 나와나 신지 두게 민도 세베 세보고로와 제자 나와나 신데 녀요 말이지
That you experiencing this almost contradiction. If you continue, or as you continue, then this will start to clear up. Because what is difficult here is we investigated this expression, appearance and reality. Everything that appears to us appears in a particular way, but it does not exist in that way in reality. So here we're talking about the self, but everything we think of, every object of thought, appears true to us, real to us. That there is some kind of real existence to the object, to the person, to the philosophical view. But in reality, it doesn't exist in that way. In that way. So it comes down to this, that when we don't investigate, there are all these appearances and they're there. When we investigate, they're not there in that way. So we come to see through reflecting repeatedly that the way things appear is the fault. And our grasping at it compounds that fault. But slowly this will separate and we'll start to see the appearance not being in accordance with reality, but we'll be understanding reality better. And it won't deceive us as much. So, in brief, I and other phenomena exist, but dependently. I and other phenomena do not exist in the way they appear independently. So there's this discord between appearance and reality. And with experience, that becomes more navigatable. Let me put it that way. Okay? And thank you. Thank you.